Now, the rest of the story. Black clouds on the horizon. The captain of the ship watched anxiously. The storm was coming near, and he was sailing into the teeth of it. Soon his cargo ship would be riding some high seas. It was mid-afternoon when they clashed, but the sky was a starless night. All hands scurried to their stations. Some of the crew had never seen the Atlantic more fearsome. Others, the older ones, clenched their teeth, recalling near disasters of years gone by. The vessel pitched and tossed like a matchbox in the rapids. The ocean yawned and spit, and tons of seawater inundated the deck, and just when it seemed the worst was coming, the rain and the rolling subsided. The skies cleared. By dawn, the water was calm, as though the storm had been but a frightening dream. The remainder of the voyage was uneventful. The ship arrived in port, her cargo safe, but not quite sound. And this is the rest of the story. That vessel had sailed from South America bearing coffee. The recipient of the shipment was one of the largest coffee companies in Europe, the owner, Dr. Ludwig Roselius. Dr. Roselius had inherited the business, yet he was not content merely to imitate its founders. He was always seeking to improve, to enliven, to diversify. Then arrived that South American coffee shipment in 1903. First word from the dock was that some of the cargo had been spoiled. Dr. Roselius was furious. He went immediately to investigate, and this is what he discovered. Not all of the coffee he had ordered had fit into the cargo hold below decks, that which had remained untainted. But the rest of the shipment had actually been lashed to the exposed upper deck of the vessel, and when the seas rose and the salty sea water poured onto the deck, it had also poured into the coffee. Dr. Roselius inspected that portion of the shipment. It was indeed unfit for commercial use. Aggravated, the owner turned to his employees. Have the fresh coffee unloaded as quickly as possible, he ordered. And for the rest, the bad batch, turn that over to company researchers for experimental purposes. There was no sense in counting it a total loss. Maybe they could make something of it. And that is the way Dr. Roselius was. He never wasted a thing if he could help it. In this case, his thrift paid off as he could never have imagined. What I mean is, the bad batch made good. For you see, Dr. Roselius had been experimenting with various ways to remove from coffee most of its caffeine. Thus far, each experimental process had failed. Nobody had been able to remove the caffeine from coffee without materially altering the flavor. Until 1903. For it was then that a salt-spoiled shipment of coffee reacted differently to testing. That difference led to a new approach, which eventually succeeded in removing 97% of the caffeine without harming the coffee's flavor or aroma. Dr. Roselius was delighted, and he named his new decaffeinated coffee after a contraction of the French words meaning without caffeine. The French words are sans caffeine. Sans caffeine. So you know the coffee product that came from a mishap at sea. You know it as Sanka. Only now you know the rest of the story.